Track 10, and now we come to the final track of news. There was a hunt for Wally at Our Lady and St Patrick Primary School in Tynmouth to celebrate World Book Day. Pupils were asked to dress as any character from any of the Where's Wally books, and they came up with a wide variety of outfits. World Book Day is aimed at encouraging more children and families to find the fun and enjoyment in reading. The school dedicated the day to a range of book-themed activities. Children decorated their classroom doors and windows with book-themed displays and held a competition for the best one. In the afternoon, all the adults in the school took turns to read their favourite books to small groups of children before the day closed with a World Book Day themed assembly. And there's a lovely picture accompanying this article of children. I can see a couple of Wally's, but I can't distinguish any of the other characters, as unfortunately, I've never read the books.
Archie runs for Sight Disorder Charity. A 10-year-old boy with a sight loss condition took on the Tynmouth Promenade Park Run at the weekend, March the 15th, as part of his efforts to fundraise for the Macular Society. When he was seven, Archie Fawkes was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition called Best disease, which can cause sight loss through macular degeneration. He hopes to raise at least £500 for the Macular Society to fund research into the condition in the hope that one day medical research will find a cure. Members of the Macular Society Tynmouth group were on hand to support Archie and take donations from runners and supporters. As well as Tynmouth Promenade Park Run, Archie has also planned to fundraise by cycling Until I Can't Pedal and baking for cake sales at a school and football club. Archie's fundraising is part in the Civic Duties Award he's undertaking at school. Participants need to choose a charity, support the local community, and learn a new physical and non-physical hobby. Archie chose to support the Macular Society after taking part in the charity's Christmas campaign alongside his mum, Sian, who also has Best disease. He selected to learn to run a 5K and started baking, Sian explained. He felt this was also lend itself to supporting the Macular Society with a sponsored 5K school bake sale, football bake sale, and a 10K cycle, which he will do at Torquay Velo Park on March the 29th. Archie hopes his fundraising will contribute to research so that one day, with all our help, we will live in a world free from macular disease. Archie's condition came to light after a routine eye test. Sian recalled that the optician told her not to panic as he referred them to the hospital, but I really wasn't prepared for it, she admitted. She describes her son as a little lightning bolt. He's not interested in gaming, like some of his friends. He's playing football or cricket or running around. He's always outside on his bike or scooter. He's just one of those really busy, active children. That will all change if he can't see. Instead of worrying about what the future holds for Archie, Sian is focusing on raising money for medical research. Donations to Archie's fundraising appeal can be made via his Just Giving site.
Tynmouth makes U-turn on fireworks. The annual Sheldon and Tynmouth firework display will go ahead after all, following a U-turn by Tynmouth Town Council. Earlier this year, the viability of the popular event was thrown into doubt after Tynmouth Town Council's events committee suggested it would not support the display at a meeting on January the 7th. Sheldon Parish Councillor Joe Cumbly appealed to Tynmouth Town Council to reconsider its stance, and an emergency meeting was held on the 5th of February to discuss the matter. Since then, councillors from Tynmouth Town Council and Sheldon Parish Council have agreed that the much-anticipated joint fireworks and bonfire event will proceed as planned this year, with support from both councils with a new funding model. In the past, the bonfire and fireworks have been funded by donations made on the night, with additional resources provided by both Tynmouth and Sheldon councils. However, this year, the councils will be seeking sponsorship to financially support the event. The sponsorship of the fireworks will be administered by Tynmouth Town Council, while the event sponsorship will be administered by Sheldon Parish Council. The fireworks, which are launched from the Point Beach in Tynmouth and the themed bonfire on Sheldon Beach, will take place on Saturday the 1st of November. The bonfire will be lit at 6:30 p.m. and the fireworks display will start at 7 p.m.
Spring has certainly sprung in King's Kurzweil, with verges and gardens blooming into a riot of colour thanks to the efforts of the Village Action Group. Over the past week, as daffodils, narcissus, crocuses, previously planted by green-fingered volunteers, have burst into flower, the King's Kurzweil Action Group and its gardeners have been out planting more displays. King's Kurzweil Action Group Chair Roger Jones and volunteer John Yeo have added new plants and a wheelbarrow planter at the gateway entrance to the village. King's Kurzweil Action Group also uses some of the money it raises to pay for professional gardeners to keep the village looking good. In Coles Lane Gardens, the Garden Boot Company laid a path, got on top of weeding, and added plants to the children's Enchanted Woods garden. The gardeners also added plants to various locations around the village, including the planters outside the co-op and the bank. The King's Kurzweil Action Group was set up 7 years ago with the intention of restoring the overgrown 4 Street car park in the centre of the village. Since then, the group has developed into a force of volunteers who aim to improve the appearance of the village and the quality of life for residents. As well as planting and maintaining green areas, volunteers fundraise for local projects and organise a monthly aid truck to Ukraine. Planned fundraising events include a spring stroke Easter fair on April the 12th, tribute band nights including the All Seasons concert featuring the songs and music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on May the 17th.
Penalty notices issued for driving and using phone. Several drivers have been caught using their phone while driving in the first few months of 2025, a Freedom of Information request has shown. More than 20 motorists have been issued with a fixed penalty notice by police in the first 3 months of 2025 for using their mobile phone while driving. Of the 25, 5 have been prosecuted. Last year, 483 drivers were issued with a fixed penalty notice, with 63 being prosecuted. In the last 5 years, 2023 recorded the highest numbers, as 819 drivers were caught using their phones while driving, 122 of whom faced prosecution. Drivers risk 6 penalty points and a £200 fine if caught using a handheld phone while behind the wheel, including when stopped at traffic lights or queuing in traffic.
Horses help preserve woodland. Watchers could be forgiven for thinking that they were seeing an idyllic rural scene from 100 years ago, when the world was a slower-paced place. Entranced members of the public were delighted to see the unusual scene of 2 magnificent draft horses owned by Dartmoor horse loggers plodding serenely through the woods on the edge of Dartmoor. The encounter arose from an open invitation for the public to have a glimpse of the more sustainable woodland management through the use of heavy horses, which is making a return. And the stars of the show were an Ardennes mare, Polly, and a Comtwells gelding, Beano, showing how going back in time is good for nature conservation. The Woodland Trust invited anyone to see the horses logging in action in Long Timber Woods on the River Erm, South Dartmoor, which helps restore the fragile habitats where machinery cannot go. The use of horses is described by the Woodland Trust as a low-impact work which reduces disturbance and notice and air pollution from the more common use of motorised wheels and static equipment. This prevents protects ecosystems, preventing soil erosion and preserving biodiversity. And there are some pictures of these absolutely magnificent Shire-type horses, absolutely beautiful, with long, shaggy manes. They are reined up to the logging equipment, and you see the pictures show them dragging the logs through the woods.